one of largest ever attended commodity classics held in Nashville. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The combined convention and trade show of the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and the National Association of Wheat Growers was held at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel this week.
It's very educational and get to see new products and see new ideas and things you don't always get to see every day. I believe it's a very good opportunity for young farmers to find out new things, meet new people.
Grant Norwood, a Paris, Tennessee farmer who grows soybeans, corn, and wheat, attended the conference for the third time. He says it's an opportunity for farmers to catch up on what's happening in the industry across the United States. Louisiana farmer and chairman of the United Soybean Board, Ike Boudreau, agrees.
It's great to be here. Exciting times to be in American agriculture. Soybean farmers, we plow new ground every day. And the prices. We seek opportunities to increase demand and support the projects we already have in place that support America's animal agriculture industry. We do research projects of the checkoff to increase the profitability of our farmers, and we're in exciting times here in Nashville.
And one of those opportunities the Soybean Board took advantage of was the byproducts that can be made from soy. They teamed up with Ford, and now the F-150, Mustang, Expedition, and Lincoln Navigators will have foam soybean seats for consumers. They are also teaming up with John Deere to get the same product out to farmers.
Now we'll be able to drive to the field in a John Deere tractor sitting on seats made of soybeans, and that's absolutely incredible. And at the same time, we could be using biodiesel in a tank powering the diesel engine. We're using our product rather than depending on foreign oil.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Ed Schaefer, also spoke to the group yesterday during a general session. Have a great day and join us Monday on the TRN.